April 2nd, 1941. The Old Vic Theatre Company visits DWS. The visit of such notable actors as Sybil Thorndike and Lewis Casson to Dr. Williams School might well be regarded as a myth. And so when the rumour went round school, in that mysterious way which rumours have, that they might really be coming, it was treated with a contemptuous sniff. And you don't really think we take that in. Sybil Thorndike, here! However, with Miss Orford's announcement, rumour became fact, and the note changed. Why shouldn't they come here? Haven't we the best stage for miles around? We are DWS. Was it our imagination? Or did the days really fly from then until Wednesday, April the 2nd, that long-awaited day on which the company was to arrive? Who would not long to be allowed to arrange the chairs in the hall? That duty, however, being allotted to the August 6th, who, be it known from inside information, were by no means august in their desire to catch any glimpse of the exciting preparations being made on the stage. Excitement and anticipation were far from diminished by the outbursts of clapping which were plainly audible to a listening ear in the darkened dormitories that night as the company gave their first performance in our school. Next morning, the whole school listened to a delightfully informal talk given by our guest, Miss Sybil Thorndike, in which she paid several compliments to our school hall, of which we are justly proud, and gave us a description of the ideal audience from the actor's point of view, which we all tried to emulate, the juniors in the afternoon and the seniors in the evening performance of Macbeth. No longer was it a tiresome play of Shakespeare's to be learned for an exam, but a play presented in such a charmingly simple way that even the youngest of us was able to understand the tragic story of Macbeth's downfall.